Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good buddy, Dr. William Hallal, back on the show. And Bill and I go back a long way. We've been friends a long time, even before he was became a member of my brain trust. And he's a very, very well-respected man in the field of technology and innovation. He's Professor Emeritus of Science, Technology, and Innovation at George Washington University. He's the founder of an outstanding website, which I watched him found, and I'm so proud of him for that, techcast.org. Also, his book is called Technology's Promise. He's our good friend, Bill Hallal. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
Did I say that right? It's .org, right? Techcast.org?
Techcast.org. That's right. Best forecasting system in the world, I think.
I watched that dream come alive in your eyes when you told me about it first before
you
got it off the ground. You know, we road tested it right here on the show for a while, and then you launched it, and it's now become a very important resource for a lot of folks out there. So congratulations on that. Hey, Bill, one of the things I'd like to do this segment is I'd like to establish the double-edged sword, or maybe the paradox factors of innovation. Whenever there's an innovation, it's a lever for some and a disruptor for others, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Creative destruction.
Yeah. And so our job as business owners, as managers, as people who are responsible for taking our companies from where they are to where they need to go in the future, is to make sure that when there is an innovation that somehow directly or indirectly touches our business, that we find a way to at least not be disrupted by it if we don't have the immediate opportunity to use it as a lever. And that's a real challenge, isn't it?
Well, it is. We have no choice. I think businesses have to stay at the cutting edge of technology or fall by the wayside. I don't think there's an in-between point. There may be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can protect themselves and remain in their old business, but I think that's unlikely.
Well, you know, and one of the things I see for small businesses is whenever there's an innovation and they look around them and that's one of the reasons why they should stay connected to their industry and read the industry publications and keep up with what folks are doing in other parts of the country and the world in their industry, is they see the early signs of the disruption happening, and it might not hurt the small business immediately. And I, what I worry about is that they say, okay, I'm glad that's not me, because that's pretty rough on that company over there. But what they don't realize is that eventually, if it affects one of your competitors, one of the players in your industry, eventually, sooner if not later, it will affect you. And you don't need to say, therefore, for the grace of God, go on. You better start innovating, so you don't get hurt by the disruption.
Well, either that or find a niche that you can defend.
Good point.
Yeah.
And that is an option for small businesses, isn't it?
I think so. There are lots of niches for small businesses that they can find. But far more impressive and more powerful is to stay ahead of the technology, see where it's going, and to get into it. You can just grow enormously. Netflix is just a great example. That's what I hope we would talk about today.
I want to talk about Netflix. You've got a great story to tell, and I want to do that in the next segment. The thing that I want to point out, though, is, as you know, Bill, 20 years ago, when an innovation came to the marketplace, it was often the franchise of the big guys who could afford that innovation. Today, innovations are oftentimes being launched at the small business level, aren't they?
Absolutely. Look, Facebook was nothing 10 years ago, you know. Netflix was called a worthless, the stock was called a worthless piece of crap about 5 years ago.
Right.
They were distributing DVDs using the Postal Service. That was their business.
Right. Right. And it was like, you know, it was that they were looked at like they were, you know, like they were trying to resurrect Sears catalog or something.
Exactly.
So the thing we we're setting the stage for in the next segment. Bill has got a great comparison he wants to talk about with Netflix, comparing Netflix to Blockbuster, for example. And so what I want you to do is you listen to Bill in the next segment. I want you to think about, you know, are you Netflix or are you Blockbuster? And that's happening to all of us right now. We have to make that decision. Bill Halal is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.